Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I am Dolly McCarthy, and you're listening to The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, Tuyville Internet Radio on 1010 News Talk, and for those of you just tuning in, seeing the link on your social media platforms, I want to welcome you and thank you for tuning in. I don't know what's going to happen with this show, with the whole coronavirus scare that's happening right now. That's the least of my worries, but I'm taking it week to week. This is a weekly show where we like to bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. We've had some chuckles this week, people making light of the situation. Of course, whenever there's a stressful situation, whenever life gets rough, I'm the first to find laughter and try to find some way to smile, because we all know deep in our hearts the big picture here. The big picture is not material things, possessions, food, good gourmet food, all those extra things in life. We all know deep at our core the real things that matter in life are family and friendships and you know, those are the kinds of things that really matter the most. We're at a crisis here, a pandemic. The coronavirus is here. It's real. CNN now confirming that the cases of corona have risen to almost a quarter of a million globally, and that number is growing every day. Can we contain this? Can we stop this? Well, I know in America, we're trying, but I think personally, we could be a bit more aggressive about it, but people would disagree with me. There's people running around still getting food and water, thinking it's going to be the end of the world, and God help us if it ever comes to that. I think everybody's vision or what they think is the end of the world, it could be war. It could be war between you and your neighbors over food and water. It could mean that because of this weakening, is this an invitation for terrorists to take advantage at this unfortunate time? It's really an uncertain time. Coronavirus disease, it's an infectious disease caused by a new virus. There's not much known about this. It causes, it's like the flu. It causes respiratory illness. You get the cough. You can get fever. And in more severe cases, we're finding difficulty breathing. You can protect yourself, though, by washing your hands frequently, avoiding touching your face, avoiding close contact, staying at least 3 feet away from people. They're saying 6 feet. Staying away from people that are unwell. Some of those people that are sick, don't even know it. So it's really, really crucial that we listen to our civic leaders that say to stay home. And I know you want to run out and grab one more case of water or one more case of toilet paper or even a roll. But guys, when it comes down to it, if your neighbor has an extra roll of toilet paper, they're going to share it with you. I know that this situation that we are in is going to bring out the best in people. I know America is going to rise to the occasion and show the world, show each other the humanity in all of us. There's a lot of talk about people stocking up on ammunition, and those with the guns tell us, you know, this is why we told you to have a gun. Is this what it's come down to? That if someone comes to your door looking for some water or toilet paper, you're going to put a gun to their head? I don't know what that means. You know, I really don't. But I don't think that's the answer. I don't mean to get up on a soapbox, but I, you know, this is a radio show, and I'm open for discussion. Certainly am. But I really feel that now more than ever, you need to hear the message that we will come through, that we will get through this. We need to stay strong. USA strong. And we will. And we will get through this. Right now, they're testing a drug that can take on this virus. They're testing it. So that's a good, promising sign. But in the meantime, yeah, you know, it's okay. You've gotten all the food you can get. And now it's time to just chill out, everybody, and stay home. Have that time with your family. Send me pictures of you having fun with your family. Let the world see that we are going to get through this. I love the other night. Last night, my daughter showed me a video of Italy. All those in quarantine there singing. That is what was so amazing. It made my heart sing, made my heart melt to see the humanity in all of this. The people are coming together. They're facing this crisis, this uncertainty together, and together we'll get through it. Will there be tough roads ahead? Yes. Will it be scary? Yes. Will there still be some uncertainty? Yes. But we know with certainty that we as a nation, as humankind, human beings on this planet Earth, are there for each other and will continue to be. We will see the ugly. We will see some of that. But we have a lot more good in this world. Look for the helpers. That's what they say. Look for the helpers and take care of each other. And wash your hands. You know, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to say today on the show. We had some guests scheduled, and I have one guest that I am going to keep on the show because life goes on, and, you know, we've got a lot of days ahead of us where we're going to be talking about this coronavirus and concerned about it, and so I have kept one of my guests on the show so we could talk about something else. But we're definitely going to be talking about coronavirus and our health. And I have on the line Deborah Bankert, who's a certified health and life coach. Couldn't get any experts on the coronavirus, guys. So I know you're going to be asking me, why didn't you get an expert? You can get that on regular TV. You can get that on the radio. I'm going to listen to NPR and to all the press conferences and president speaking. You can get all that however you want. But on this show, we want to talk about coronavirus. We're going to talk about things that you're probably not going to hear on mainstream TV and even on mainstream radio. But so I didn't know what I was going to say today about it. The mic went on, and here we go. Here's the show. I'm speaking from my heart. We will get through this. Show us your best, America. Show the world, just like Italy, your best, and let's sing through this together. Let's get through this together, and before you know it, we're going to be back to working again. So enjoy this time with your family, and maybe this will be the shift that we need in our world. Maybe this is just a wake-up call, or one of them. Anyway, I'm really glad to have Deborah Bankert, a certified health and life coach. She studied at the Health Coach Institute, and she's the owner and founder of Ageless Evolution. So I want to welcome her to the show. Deborah, are you there?
Hi, Dolly. How are you?
I'm doing well, considering all that's happened. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So,
good.
Yeah, this is it's an opportunity to echo what you were saying. You know, I really believe this is a time where we need to seek love, we need to be love, and we need to give love. This is a community virus, you know, pandemic going on. And basically, you know, we can kind of think of it as somewhat of a biological, you know, war, if you will, a biological battle. And so to win any battle or war, you need to have good soldiers. And that's what we need to do. We need to rise together. We need to be a community of good soldiers so that we can best help ourselves and therefore help everyone else. So
absolutely,
we can't do it alone. We definitely want to be resilient. We want to, you know, put away the petty stuff, and we need to take care of business here. And what that means is we need to take care of ourselves and everybody else that we are able to help. So we need each other, and we have each other. And this is a great time for us to become creative, you know, and most of us, we're always short on time, right? This is an opportunity where, you know, we can actually slow down a little bit. You know, we can do some reflection, some meditation, some mental rehearsal, you know, with some positive affirmation. Because that's what we need to be doing is, you know, we need to be feeling like we are strong, we are united, and we are going to get through this. And as Americans, we always come through on the other side better than ever, and this will be no exception.
And I believe that our
government at every level, I think, you know, they're putting their political parties aside, and, you know, I believe that they are banding together trying to come up with the best solution. And that's the one thing about when we have this kind of situation is, you know, they too, they have to be the leaders in the positions that they have been elected into, right? And so they need to lead by example, and they need to show us how they can work together for the common good. That'll set the best example, and they can, you know, work toward the means toward the end, which is to be able to provide those stimulus packages that they're doing personal level for families in our country, as well as for the small businesses.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's face it, we're all in the same boat. I've got lots of friends, business clients, residents reaching out to me and saying, oh my goodness, what's this going to do to my business? And what's this going to do to my family? And what's this going to, the bottom line is there is no reason to panic. We are all in this together. And I'm no different. I'm a small business owner. I run two magazines. And you know, when I've got people calling me and wanting to pause or stop advertising, and I get it. I you know, I'm a human person. I get their fears. But it doesn't, I want to remind everybody, we're all in this together, and we will get through it together. And that is a comfort to know the government has these stimulus. There's three stimulus packages. I think that there, at this point, there's still three, maybe more coming down the pike. And they seem pretty aggressive. I'm not an economist. I don't know. But right now, for the purposes of the show, I want to reassure people that, again, we are all in this together, and we will get through this together. Deborah is a certified health and life coach. She's a self-proclaimed anti-aging coach, which we will talk about anti-aging another time. But I know you're passionate about wellness and helping women and men realize their best selves by feeling and looking. But right now we want to feel good, and we want to stay fit and healthy and energetic during this time with our minds and our bodies and our spirits from the inside out, naturally, right? And Deborah, you're perfect to talk about this because we're at a time right now of uncertainty and folks are at home. And let's face it, I know you guys are baking. I know everybody's eating all that stuff, but we've got to stay on track and keep your health in line and in the forefront so that you don't become susceptible to illness and all that.
We
so
want to be
things.
Careful.
Why don't
with
we
that
talk
sugar.
About? Yeah, let's talk about some tips about wellness and while we are at home. We can't go to the gym. You know, let's face it. When you're around the house, you don't want to always have a salad. So as we indulge in these carbs, how can we offset it And I know you're also a big advocate of vitamins, and you've helped me in the past with my vitamin supplements and that. So food, let food be thy medicine, right? So Deborah,
yes.
Tell us some things that we can do at home now that we're all kind of hunkered down and before we get officially quarantined, what should we be doing to stay healthy?
Well, you know, I think I want to start off, we'll just kind of start from like our brain and work our way down to our feet. So the first thing that I recommend is, you know, let's all try to declutter our mind. You know, let's just try to basically be sensible and, again, you know, use positive affirmation that we are all in this together. No one is in this alone. And, you know, we just want to make, you know, some good decisions and some fun decisions. So, you know, I mean, this is an opportunity for all of us to look for our heart song as well. You know, what is it that makes you happy? And we just want to be sensible, you know, in that spectrum. You mentioned about baking, and I mean, you and I are both moms, right? I have 4 kids, you have 5 kids, and Lord knows we've spent a lot of time doing that over the years. But, you know, what we have learned is that we want to be cautious about the sugar intake, because sugar is a foe, not a friend, you know, for
mm-hmm.
our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
That just really affects everything. And so I would just say basically, you know, be conscious about what you're putting into your body, because one of my favorite sayings that I have shared with my customers for years while working both at GNC and then subsequently at the vitamin shop is, be kind to your body and your body will respond in kind. So what we, I think, are all learning over the past 30 years that I know I've had children is that we do have some brokenness in our food system and in our health system. What I mean by that is, you know, our soil is not like it was. The animals are being treated differently than what they were with the antibiotics that they're getting and, you know, the hormones and the herbicides and the pesticide sprays. You know, a lot of times the crops are being picked prematurely, you know, just for mass production. And that means we're not even getting all the nutrients that we would expect to be able to getting, even when we are eating whole foods. So with that in mind, we just want to be cautious about what we are eating. And like I said, sugar is the number one foe. So we really want to be careful with that. Oils are very good. Olive oil is number one on my list. It needs to be cold-pressed olive oil. It does not need to come from Italy. We have some great American brands right here in the USA. So if you just look for a cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil, there's just so many things that you can add that to. That does so much good, literally from your brain through your feet. But basically our, you know, we've got our brain, right? And then we have our gut, which is our second brain. And that's what, you know, we all need to really be conscientious of, is that our gut is in control. Our major immune support system comes from our gut. Our gut sends signals to our brain. When people are having cravings, for example, that's coming from your gut. It may mean, for example, that, you know, it's your body signaling you. We need to listen to our body. That's just so important. And I'm hoping that during, you know, this unsettling but yet quiet time, where we're basically, you know, at home, that people can start paying more attention to their body and listen to it. Because when you're getting cravings, for example, you know, that's bad bacteria that is overpowering the good bacteria, and it is sending signals to your brain, okay? And it's not sending good signals. It's sending,
yeah.
I want sugar, I want fats.
Okay, so, what type of bacteria should we put in our bodies to offset that? You know, besides yogurt, we know that's probiotic.
You know what? And now,
right?
Yogurt,
what do we do to have gut repair, they call it? Isn't it called gut repair?
Yes, absolutely. That's
eating?
What we want to do. The number one health advice is that we do want to give the glory to the gut. We want to repair the gut, because really the gut controls pretty much everything throughout our body. So what we want to do is we want to be able to, first of all, you know, try to eat whole foods. In other words, certainly more leafy green type of vegetables. If you can eat something like that at least once a day, spinach, kale, you know, just are some quick examples. That's very healthy for you. You can't imagine the good that that does for your body and how your body will respond to that.
Spinach and kale.
Pardon?
Is a gut repair. Spinach and kale.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I understood you.
Yeah.
Spinach and kale is a gut repair. What about kimchi? Isn't there such a thing called kimchi?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's
sauerkraut,
you know, kombucha, you know, for example, sauerkraut. Yeah, you want to be able to try to eat foods, you know, that naturally have probiotics in them, which mainly is fermented food. Just probiotics, you want to also have prebiotics. So the prebiotics actually is what promotes the good probiotics in your system. So, you know, and again, you know, now that's where we get into the area of like the oils and the herbs and even the supplements, okay? Because as I mentioned, you know, we're definitely not getting all the nutrients that our body needs on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
even if we made the very best attempts, you know, to eat in the best way possible. What I would suggest is a Mediterranean diet is absolutely the healthiest diet that we can eat. What does that consist of? That consists of, again, your extra virgin cold-pressed olive oil. That consists of fish and, you know, basically your omega-3s, okay? The people that live the very longest in the world and that are the healthiest, so in other words, they live well and they live long,
mm-hmm.
are the people that are eating a Mediterranean diet on a consistent basis.
What else can you eat
truly,
besides fish? Is it leafy greens? What is the Mediterranean?
Yeah, the dark leafy greens, the fish, you know, basically you want to stay away from grains if possible. There are certain foods that have what we call lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S. And interestingly enough, there are foods that we think are health foods that really it's a myth because they have lectins. Lectins are a plant protein. And unfortunately, those lectins, for example, the seeds in tomatoes, okay, peanut butter, cashews. Now, that doesn't mean we can't eat it. It just means we need to be conscientious. We need to be mindful. And therefore, we're eating that stuff in moderation because lectins cause inflammation. Inflammation is the root cause of all chronic illnesses and diseases. So, for example, when you're on a Mediterranean diet, you know, that's an anti-inflammatory food diet. And that's what we want to do. We want to focus on an anti-inflammatory diet,
mm-hmm.
and a diet that is rich.
Yeah, I mean, this all sounds great. I just want to give people listening, what is it that they should be getting at the grocery store? What items, give us like 10 items that they should definitely be having in their diet every day, this Mediterranean
diet. Well, you know,
diet.
We mentioned about the cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil, okay, your dark leafy green vegetables, celery. I have been celery juicing, and even if you don't have a juicer at home, you can certainly use a blender of any type, but then you would need basically a cheesecloth and a little strainer so
mm-hmm.
you can separate the pulp from the juice of the celery, and you just want to drink the juice. But, yeah, celery juice is fantastic. I mean, that's It's antifungal. It's anti-inflammatory. You know, it's great for blood circulation. It helps you with balancing your blood sugars. You know, so that's definitely a good item there. Sauerkraut is good. Yogurt, but with the yogurt, be careful because you want to choose like a Greek plain yogurt. Try not to eat yogurt that has fruit because actually that just adds a lot more sugar.
Yeah, right.
You don't
now,
want
the
that.
Greek yogurt, that was the one thing I had a question on. The Greek yogurt, do you get the full fat, the skim, or the 2%? Does it matter which one
well,
you get?
I go for the 2%. So,
okay.
So the mainstays
and
in our diet.
Some of that fat is good, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, yeah, good fats. For example, avocados is another food that I would absolutely add to the list.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your celery, your avocado, your cold pressed extra virgin olive oil, your sauerkraut, and. My husband just handed me a note with celery juice. He apparently wasn't listening because I did already mention celery juice. So, yeah, that's you know, a great idea. Cucumber juice, you know, is also good. Just make sure that you take the seeds out. So, yeah, juicing is something, you know, that's good for you to consider. What I would like to mention also, almonds are very good for you. Okay, the avocados, as I mentioned. And what is very important, too, is it's not only what you eat, but it's also when you eat. And it's also how you eat. So when you eat, it's a great practice to try to have your last meal, ideally 4 hours before bedtime, but minimally 2 hours before bedtime. Why is that? Because when you're going to bed, you want to make sure that you're having really good blood circulation and that you are feeding that blood to your brain so that you can have a very deep sleep so that you can restore your cells. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we wake up feeling refreshed and energetic, you know, and
I'm not just sorry, Deborah. This is going back to kind of, are you an advocate for that intermittent fasting?
Yes, I am. Absolutely. Yes. In fact, if you could skip dinner, let's just say once a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would be good. The alternative to that is that you would skip breakfast. Because the thing is, see, we have it backwards here in our American culture. You know, again, with the Mediterranean diet, basically you wake up and you eat like a king or a queen, okay? You also enjoy, you know, a very good nutritional and hearty lunch. And really, you're supposed to eat, you know, more sparingly, more like the pauper for dinner. That's really what serves our bodies best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
because,
you know, if there's any way of...
Is it because on the cellular level, am I getting that right?
Yes.
You need your cells
to
revitalize.
Just, everything that I'm discussing, everything that I'm discussing here today has to do with regenerating your body at the cellular level from the inside out. And how you start to manifest the benefits of transforming, you know, to a healthy lifestyle, which is what we're discussing here, which is what you eat, when you eat, and also how you eat. By the way, we all chew our food too quickly, and we actually don't chew it enough. Our saliva has enzymes in it that actually is the beginning exercise of breaking down our food, okay? Well, a lot of us, you know, are rushing through our meals, and we're so distracted, we're multitasking, and that basically puts us, you know, in a fight or flight situation internally. That's not because you want to be in a relaxed state. You want to take your time and chew that food many times. Let that saliva break it down. let it, you know, travel through your esophagus, you know, very comfortably, and then, you know, let it travel, you know, down to your intestines and get digested comfortably and properly. And again, now we're talking about the gut, and when that's all done, you know, sequentially, as I've just described, that's when you are going to feel and then consequently look your very best. And you would be amazed at how that's going to skyrocket your energy level, how it's going to help you better sleep at night, how it's going to help you also with regard to your bathroom activity. You know, another major area that, you know, a lot of people suffer in silence with. We should all be having, you know, healthy bathroom activity in both areas, number one and number two, throughout the day, every day.
Yeah, right.
So,
hey,
you know,
I know that's definitely a good tip, because a lot of people are not even aware of that. Sometimes they go days and they're like, oh, I don't go for a week sometimes. Well, that's not good. So
no, and I'm sure they're very uncomfortable as well.
Right.
You know, when that's not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it's not coming out, no, I just want to close with, then you're not ridding your body of the toxins.
Yes, exactly. I don't mean to overlap you. We have a delay with the radio. We're talking to health and life coach Deborah Banker, and she's a certified health and life coach who studied the Health Coach Institute. I actually have used Deborah, so I have a little bit of an endorsement here for her, because I'm big in supplements. Because as you mentioned earlier in the show, our soil is not the same. The food, the carrots that we ate 20 years ago do not have the same nutritional value as they did back in the day. So they're still good for
so
you.
True.
I wouldn't discourage anyone not to eat an apple or carrot. But the point is that we do have to supplement, and you're a big advocate of that, and you've helped me in making choices. But really quick, I do want to touch base on the antioxidant support, those free radicals that are out there, how we can fight them and heal chronic illness and pain. There's so many people suffering from chronic illness and pain. All of a sudden, these autoimmune diseases have become so common, and it's probably because we're not taking, I'm not a doctor, I shouldn't say that, but I think that I've read enough to know that there's a lot of things we can do to prevent that with our intake of high quality food and antioxidant support. So I want you to comment on that. But first, before you do that, Deborah, please let everyone know how they can reach you, get a hold of you, to get support to heal their mind, body, and spirit, keep it healthy, energetic, youthful, and fit. And by the way, if you've never seen Deborah, she is gorgeous. And I'm not going to say your age, but when you told me your age once, I was blown away. Because you look amazing, and she's in great shape.
Thank you.
I don't see any fat on this body. You look amazing.
Thank you, darling.
And
you know, I don't mind saying my age.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't mind saying my age at this point in time. Number one, because I do feel great. So, you know, I have an attitude of gratitude. And because I have been a health researcher for 20 years, and that's come about actually because I have had family members and very close friends that were ill, and their doctors were prescribing medications, and basically I experienced it and witnessed that they were not getting better. They were not feeling better. They were not looking better. They were certainly not getting cured. And also the side effects from the medications that were prescribed to them was not monitored. And, you know, unfortunately, that led to, you know, the detriment and even the demise in some cases. You know, it truly, side effects destroyed them.
So how can people get a hold of you, Deborah? I'm almost out of time. We're going to have you back on the show to talk more about what made you get into this field, because obviously, you know, something very personal to you, but also...
It's my passion. Mm-hmm. It's my passion to be able to help everyone, men and women and of all ages. I'm focusing on anti-aging because that's the people that need the most help, because we have some physiological things that do happen that become depleted as we get older, but we can combat that. We can definitely reverse that. We can reverse diabetes. We can reverse, you know, high blood pressure, high blood sugar levels. We can reverse dementia, all kinds of chronic illnesses.
Give us a way to get a hold of you. AgelessEvolution.com
is my website, and I also have a Facebook business page, Ageless Evolution Health and Life Coach. So I'm looking forward to helping anybody who needs it. Yes, the phone number is 331-551-2189.
Okay, why don't you repeat
email,
that one more time?
331-551-2189. My business email is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at agelessevolution.com. And it would be my privilege to be able to talk to you and to find out what your needs and your goals are and to be able to support you every step of the way through your transformation to your best self. Thank you so much, Dolly.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. This has been a great conversation that we've had with Deborah. Really, really useful information. Thank you so much, Deborah, for expressing and sharing your passion with us and educating us so we can live a better life. Really, truly, you've always inspired me. And I am going to be calling you because I need some updates on what I should be doing now that I'm 50. Wonderful. I put my age
and I'm 10 years older than you, girlfriend. So
oh
I would
God.
Be happy to.
You look great.
I want to give a quick shout out.
Come back on, too.
I want to give you a quick shout out. My husband, Ronnie B. Elvis, says hello, and so does our dear friend, Ron Onesti from the Arcata. So they both are.
Two Ronnies.
They're sending you love.
Ronnies.
Yes.
Speaking of Ron Onesti and Ron,
and
Ronnie B., we need you to be singing again. We're going to all get through these times here. We're going to get through it together. And I'm looking forward to meeting with you and seeing Ronnie perform again. He's my favorite Elvis impersonator, that's for sure. Tell him I said hello. And Ron Onesti, shout out to you, my friend. Rehabbing the Displays Theater, it looks amazing so far. And I'm sure they're not even nearly done, but what you've done already has been tremendous. What it can do for that town, revitalizing that beautiful downtown. I'm excited for that, and hats off to you for all your efforts over there. God is in control. He really
yes,
is.
Absolutely. Amen. And a shout
We're
out to you.
Human.
Congratulations from all of us on your 7-year radio show anniversary.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much. It's been fun. It's been a fun
yes,
7-year itch, I say. And more to
it's
come.
It's been so
I
much
know-
fun. Love listening to your show.
Thank you, Deborah, so much. And I have to end the show on a good note, as I always do. But the point before I go, I want to say I'm not sure if we're going to be on the air next week. We'll have to see how things go. You never know. But I'm going to be positive, and hopefully the show does continue on into its 7th year, bringing you the good show here. And but I want to remind you all that it definitely is not in our hands. God is in control. It means we are human, and God created us, and it's really in his hands. So be the light in all of this darkness. Stay positive and be good to each other, everybody, and take care of each other. And follow along on the Dolly McCarthy social media if you want some positive news. And we'll post some information about Deborah and her business. And stay healthy and happy. God bless you all. And God bless
you. Sending love and light to all of you.
Thank you, Deborah.
God bless you. And be well.
Thanks for coming on. Take care. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, Dolly McCarthy.